So James Harrison, the outside linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and a candidate for the scariest dude in the entire NFL. Like, he's 38 now. He can still get to the quarterback. I think he had 6 sacks last year as an outside linebacker, but he is mean out there on the football field. A guy that has a lot of history with Roger Goodell. He blames Roger Goodell for the fines that he continuously gets for hitting people too hard. He said, at one point, one of my favorite James Harrison stories is he was fined, I think, one season, $90,000, and he said if they kept on fining him, he couldn't afford to play football anymore. And it was like he was making like $5 million. So it's like, come on, dude. You're like, I understand that losing $90,000 in a year hurts. That smarts you a little bit, especially when you think that you're just playing football the way you've been taught to play football your entire life, and you think there's nothing wrong with it. But you're still coming out in the green, right? You're still making, oh, I don't know, $4.9 million doing what it is you're doing at that point in time. Now, I don't know how much money he's making this season. But he was at risk of losing his game checks for 4 games because the NFL was going to suspend him for conduct detrimental to the league for 4 whole games if he did not meet with NFL officials concerning the PED allegations, if I can say that out loud, PED allegations, from the Al Jazeera documentary that came out last fall. Now, the documentary just named him as a guy that got PEDs from Charlie Sly, but Charlie Sly did not know he was being taped in that documentary. He thought he was just trying to sell PEDs to a British track athlete, and when the documentary came out, he was horrified because as someone who sells performance-enhancing drugs, no one's going to buy from a squealer, right? No one's going to buy from a guy that tattles on his clients. So he immediately recants. Whether he was embellishing and lying, whether he was BSing and saying, oh, yeah, I work with all these famous athletes, or whether he was making that up to sell to a new client, we don't know, right? So the NFL, other than this one guy's word, and he has recanted his words, the NFL has literally zero evidence that James Harrison or Clay Matthews or Julius Peppers or any of these guys took PEDs. Yet they are still insisting that if they don't meet with these guys, that they will suspend them for conduct detrimental to the league. And all of them, Matthews, Peppers, Harrison, and Mike Neal, have been told that. Now, Mike Neal is a free agent. He hasn't signed with anybody. So a 4-gamer for him is kind of funny. I guess it would impact him whenever it is that he signs with a team. But he has not arranged to meet with the league at all. But Harrison, 2 days ago, he said, no, I'm never going to meet with them. They can try and suspend me. And then he finally relented today and said he would meet with them. Do we have audio on what he said?
Oh! Damn you, Roger! Damn it! Damn you!
That would be the funeral crashing scene at a Wedding Crashers. Will Ferrell. The incomparable Will Ferrell. He had quite a run about a decade ago. It's like everything that dude was in was hilarious. Damn you, Roger. James Harrison already hates Roger Goodell, by the way. He said in a GQ interview like 5 or 6 years ago when he was picking up all those fines for headhunting, he said that if Roger Goodell were burning to death, he would not pee on him to save his life. So that's a guy he already doesn't like. And now he has to sit down with NFL officials. Now, maybe James Harrison can take solace in the fact that the NFL and Roger Goodell have an offensive against them right now instead of launching one themselves. It might have even been the very first night that we had a Night Moves show here on SB Nation Radio when the Hall of Fame game was canceled. I can't remember if it was the first show of week 2 or if it was – I think it was our 6th show. I think it was the first show of week 2. When the Hall of Fame game was canceled because they used the inappropriate paint on that field in Canton, Ohio. And we had a discussion, like, what does the NFL do from now? Like, at first, you're like, okay, this is amazingly incompetent that they just play one NFL game on this field all year. They know it's coming each and every year. It's called the Hall of Fame game. It's been at this venue forever. How do you not have the paint ready to rock and roll and play a football game when that happens? That's your first reaction. Your second reaction is, well, okay, I guess the fans need to get their money back. It's kind of cool that the NFL finally seems to be taking player safety seriously because apparently the paint congealed and was like made out of concrete, so you couldn't have people tackled on it. Poor Andrew Luck got a lacerated kidney last year. He doesn't want his first NFL action to come back and be like slammed into a sidewalk. So you can't have the game. The NFL maybe they're finally taking player safety seriously. And then your last conclusion is, man, that really sucks. That really sucks for the people that paid hard-earned money for that weekend, not only for the ticket, but for the travel to get there, for the meals on the road, and for their hotel rooms. You can make the argument that most of the people there were probably there for Tony Dungy and Brett Favre, so Packers and Colts fans were double-dipping, so maybe they went there and still got some benefit out of the weekend, even if they didn't get the game. But bottom line, the NFL needs to reimburse people because it was their incompetence that was unable to put on a show for people that already paid for it in advance. I think we can all agree that the NFL owed the fans a debt. Now, the NFL just tried to say, hey, we are going to reimburse your ticket value. And that's not good enough. That's not good enough for me. That's not good enough for you. That's not good enough for anybody that bought that ticket and needed a hotel room, right? That needed to pay for food, that needed to pay for gas or a plane ticket to get there. And the NFL at first said, no, we're not going to do that. And now they are facing a class action lawsuit from everybody that had tickets to the Hall of Fame game. And the lawyer named Michael Avenatti, who is representing all of the Hall of Fame game ticket buyers in a class action suit, has sent a letter to the NFL demanding Roger Goodell's cell phone records. Roger, how does that feel? Roger Goodell, the guy who marches around demanding that he can have Tom Brady's cell phone, demanding he can have other people's cell phones, saying, I can suspend you because it's my way or the highway. It's in the collective bargaining agreement that I am judge, jury, and executioner. Tom Brady, you can file an appeal, but you know who's going to preside over the appeal? I am. I am the judge. I'm Roger Goodell. I'm the one who knocks. He likes to be the big bad man, and it's really funny to me that there is a lawyer out there that can send him a court order to get his cell phone. So if he texted anything about reimbursing the Hall of Fame game ticket holders, if he has any correspondence in his phone, I don't know. Do you think Roger Goodell has a burner? Do you think he's got a separate cell phone? He's like, all right, this is the work phone. I conduct all of my evil NFL business on this burner phone when I'm talking about how I can plot against the Patriots and Tom Brady or James Harrison and the Steelers. I use the burner phone. You think he's got a second one? You think Roger Goodell corresponds on a payphone, like he knows where there are still payphones in this country? Man, I would love it if there was something incriminating on his cell phone records, because this guy has just been on an incredible run of just not accepting any L's, just pushing people around and trying to act like he is the ultimate cock of the walk. If he got in some kind of trouble because of his cell phone records, when he made such a big stink about Brady's cell phone records, that would be the most beautiful poetic justice end to his highly controversial tenure in the NFL. God, that would be beautiful if he ended up getting in trouble with his cell phone records. I just think it's really funny that Goodell, just he's on the offensive all the time. He's always getting after players. The fact that someone is taking the offensive to him, I love it.